And it seemed like, yeah, I see the...
Okay. Testing. It's recording.
Yeah.
Okay, state your name and age.
William Patton Potter, 71 years old.
And what year was you born?
1938.
I guess you remember a lot went on that cemetery end, don't you?
Well, that's the part I really dreaded.
Bringing back memories?
No, I don't know so much. I remember being there. I was little when they dug graves, you know, when the community got together and dug graves for the family and neighbors.
I guess everybody had to use that old road then, didn't they?
I can remember when they went up the old road down there where the Richard Potter home place was. As a matter of fact, I was the man that run the dozer to build the new road. My brother Percy had a D6 dozer, and they said, well, just follow the cow path off of there. They know how to make the best grade. And it turned out to be really steep.
Follow the cow trail, huh?
Yeah.
I guess you got it done, though, huh?
Yeah, we got a road off of there. Went over property that Percy had and property that Woodrow had.
What year was that?
Oh, gosh.
For the new road, how many years do you think?
I really don't know. How to tell.
I said, well, I can remember really that I was probably about 6 or 7 years old because we was sliding off there on our britches, remember? Didn't you live up there? Did you live up on the hill at that time?
I don't remember that either.
I think so. Me and Dewey and Jay used to slide off there on our britches. And
on that fresh dirt?
Yeah, on the fresh dirt where you just pushed it over the hill. And I'm going to guess around 1971 or 72. What do you think?
That's what I was trying to remember, something. I don't know.
What year was that dozer?
I had time to run the dozer and stuff.
What year was the dozer?
I've got no idea on that either.
I guess that made life a lot easier, though, didn't it? You have to pack them up the other way, or could you take them on
most
horses?
Most of the time they was to be carried. We did have Jeeps and four-wheel drives on occasion.
Did you have to do a lot of clearing out to bury them, or was it already cleared out to when you went to bury somebody?
There wasn't a lot of trees on the cemetery. Very few trees.
So there's more trees there now than there were then?
No, I wouldn't say that. There was bigger trees back then. Kind of blew over. I know they had a fence there at one time with a gate where they had the toolbox, and it's long since gone, the fence is.
Had a toolbox.
Yeah, they had grave digging tools, shovels, and picks, and things you needed, you know, to
maintain the cemetery, huh?
Yeah, probably, and especially the big graves.
You say it was fenced in at one time? Or?
Yeah, they had to fence it in. Cattle run loose in this country.
Okay.
And they had a fancy gate there in front. I can remember when they passed a law that you couldn't let cattle run loose in this country, in these hills. They got into roads and traffic and stuff, and passed a law, had to fence your cattle in. Used to, we fenced in a garden and let the cattle run loose, and the chickens and the pigs. And matter of fact, pigs run loose in these hills till you went out. You had put a mark on your pigs. You went out every fall when it was hog killing time and got one or two.
Did you have to feed them?
No.
You survived on them.
Survived herself. There was plenty to feed on here at one time.
I mean, pretty wild, didn't it?
Chestnuts were as plentiful, and of course, hogs eat acorns and stuff. There was plenty in the hills to feed cattle and the hogs.
What was, Ken, was Mac Potter to you?
My Uncle Mac, my dad's brother.
He was Guy's brother?
Yes.
One across the creek, Mac.
No, that was Coney Mac. That was John's son. He was first cousin to me.
So there's two Mac Potters?
Yeah, both of them named Mac Henry. Coney Mac, we called him over here, Uncle John's boy.
Oh, so Mac Henry was Snowdy's, Snowdy's dad.
Nope, Mac Henry was Dad's brother, Snowdy's brother.
Oh, and Snowdy's brother?
Yeah.
So Snowdy was Guy's sister then, too, also, right?
That's right, yeah.
I didn't know it. How many brothers does Guy have?
Six. There was seven boys and seven girls.
Can you name them all?
Yeah, I'd probably name them all, but...
look on your paper.
I love them resigning up there at the graveyard.
Right down the left side, probably. all of them on the cemetery up here?
All of them's not buried up here. Most of them are, but all of them.
The others on Bartlett?
No, I don't know. They could be on Bartlett or Aunt Chrissy was buried over in the south of the mountain, we call it. And of course, Aunt Steady, Dad's sister, was buried down in Lincoln County. They had a farm down there.
In Lincoln County?
Yeah. Waynesboro, down Lincoln County.
Yeah, down there next to Pulaski. I spent a lot of time down there.
I
went to Somerset.
You got a lot of kinfolk down there. The Moors, almost all them Moors are a close family. They're cousins.
Really? I wish I knew that, because I have done security and cable. I went to a lot of people's houses.
Foster was going to want me to. He was going to take me down there to the farm, and for so many times that we never did get it done.
And what's their names? Moores?
Moore. His name was Boyd Moore, and she was Steady. I ain't Steady.
How many different families are at the cemetery? You got a rough estimate?
Most all the people that are buried on this cemetery up here are a direct family from John Potter or in-laws and kinfolk. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that John, Great-grandpa John was probably the first to be buried up there. Started the cemetery.
Think any of them was moonshiners?
Oh, yeah, of course.
How about revenue?
Don't know about that.
Any hidden revenuers up there?
None that I know. No revenuers.
What about them sank spots there where they said that used to be graves in the front? Used to be.
I can't tell you nothing about that.
Uh-oh. That's going to have a quarter off.
Yeah.
No, I really just don't know.
And his Childers, is that, are they most of like Goldie Childers' family?
I don't know what the connection with Childers are unless they was married into the Potter family.
Like Opal Opal was married to Jim, what was Opal kin to us?
Well, Opal was my dad's Uncle Levi's granddaughter.
Your dad's she Uncle George, Levi's granddaughter.
She was George Washington and his daughter. Maybe I got that right.
Dad's
George and what was George's wife's name? See, George was my first cousin.
Here's George Butler.
Surrey and twice removed. And on my mother's side, Surrey Inn was a aunt.
Surrey Inn would have been your mother's sister.
I don't know, she called her Aunt Florence, didn't she?
Well, how is the Wallace's kin to the Potter, sir? Any direct, close to the
sense? Yeah, Wallace, I believe it was Sam Wallace. You remember what Elma
America
told us?
Married to
she married John's daughter, America. America Potter married, pretty sure Sam Wallace, they had a son, Logan Wallace, and I forgot the other.
And which John Potter was that?
That was great-grandpa John.
The first man buried there?
Yeah.
Was he in the Civil War?
Yes. He and four brothers and one brother-in-law left and joined and fought for the South in the Civil War. And he left home, at least four kids at home, and the oldest one couldn't have been over 12 with his wife.
Is he the only soldier that you know of that's buried up there besides Rodney?
No, of course, Richie and them. And I think Woody was a veteran too, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
There's other veterans up there, like Claude Potter, where he fought in World War II. And,
A.J. Potter, wasn't he a veteran?
And Andrew, I don't know. He was more, I remember him more being a law at Elkhorn than anything. But
was Patton Potter?
Patton was there. He was killed in World War I.
And that Patton Potter was your uncle?
Yes.
So that's Grandpa's brother, Patton?
That's right. I was named after my dad's brother, Patton, and my mom's brother, Patton, my grandma's brother, Patton,
mm-hmm.
Patton Willis.
Tobby.
After my dad's Uncle Bill, William Potter. Don't finish, Grandpa.
Finney's grandma?
Grandpa.
Grandpa? What kin are we to Finney?
Him and Dad would have been first, first cousin once removed. So that make me twice removed. First cousin twice removed.
Was Talby Potter Grandpa's brother?
Yes, he was.
And Richard Potter? Do you have a brother named Richard?
No. His dad was named Richard.
That was his dad. Richard Potter and Winnie Willis Potter?
Yes, that's right.
Who's Paul D. Potter?
I guess I don't know.
Floyd,
what meant Paul? Wrong Potter. What about the Bartleys? How do the Bartleys fit in there?
They were married into the Potter family.
That was just women that was Melody was a potter.
Yeah.
Married Tommy Bartley.
I don't know, but a lot of Uncle Bill's family, Dad's uncle Bill, his family, he married into the Bartleys.
This Phyllis Potter Compton, is that kin to Darren Compton?
That's Darren's mother, yeah, Elmer Potter's daughter.
Oh, really? So Darren is Elmer Potter's grandson? And Elmer Potter was Clayton Potter's dad?
Nope. Elmer was, he just had the, they had two children. One fell through the ice and drowned, and Phyllis, which married David Compton, and she's the mother of Darren. That's all the family that Elmer had.
And they're from right down there at the mouth of Water Branch.
I guess you'd call it, that's not the, down at the Elmer Potter store above the church house at Kettle Cave.
Where you turn up to go to the mouth of Water Branch, and put it that way, the road where you go around behind there.
No, he had access to Main Road. You know where Elmer Potter lived. Had the store there that's now was a car shop here.
The Car Quest. Yeah. Yeah, that's where you turn to go up Water Branch there, right below it. You know, and then you follow the river all the way up by Connie and Ray Rose's.
Yeah, I know. But that,
then go all the way up to the bridge and cross Water Branch. Oh, you don't live there? Where is the Car Quest we're doing, Darren? Got that lumber and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
There was an old house sitting right there where that Car Quest house, or Parks house, I lost. And then he built a new house. Center block house.
Is that where Darren lives now?
West Carroll. Darren. Darren lives in the house that David and Phyllis built.
Right there behind the store.
The white brick house.
But Rita Ann lives right down there at that bridge comes across the creek from.
And Elmer Potter, who was he?
He was Butler Potter's boy.
Was there.
He was a brother to Bart Potter.
Rita Ann, Rita Moore.
About five or six other kids.
She might go with him.
Bobby and
Reese Cancer's come back, so.
Okay.
Rita Moore.
How does that tie into Grandpa?
Uncle Levi was one of John Potter's boys. He had three boys, Uncle Levi and Uncle William.
So some of Grandpa's nephews?
Yes.
Elmer and them?
Yep. No, they were grandnephews. Levi.
Great nephew.
Had a son named Butler. Butler had his family, Bart and Elmer and Betty B and some more I can't remember.
And who was John Potter's kids that was the original John Potter up there?
They were William and Levi and Richard, and they four girls, and I can't remember all the girls' name. America. And why can't I remember all that? It's like his pressure is on or something.
You want the...
And they're all not buried up there, are they?
You want the genealogy book up there, Chapter 90?
Not all the girls are. Not all of them buried up there.
Most of them. The boys? Sons?
But, William. And his wife Elizabeth, they're buried up there, close to their dad.
They got grandparents living up there. They're up there on the cemetery. Laura and
battery power, all right.
Yeah, but it's...
You can pause if you want. Let's keep the same chapter.
It's just sad, like it's counting from 16 seconds. The rest of it's zeros. It's got 005 up there. Battery's about gone though. These Swinneys on here, is that kin to Perry Swinney, Ethel Swinney, Miles Swinney, Bobby Swinney?
They were married. They married into great grandpa Richard. Melinda, James Swinney married Melinda, and that gave them a connection to the Potters. That's why they're buried up on the Potter Cemetery. Mm-hmm.
Debbie's trying to get a plaque, a Confederate plaque. It says John Potter Cemetery to put up there.
Yeah, they're working on the legal part of it. I don't know what the requirements to say that it is a family cemetery.
Well, they don't want it to be a family cemetery because they don't do things for family cemeteries.
It's not a good idea not to be a family cemetery without selling it and maintaining it better. I don't know the answer to that.
Well, I guess since our battery's about run down, we've about covered what we know, haven't we?
About extracted all.
I mean, we could probably go on there
my mind
without looking at every name on here.
Does anybody know how many?
Betty Short names, and James Short.
How many family names, the last names, is covered on the grape sign?
Oh, we don't want to bring that up. Because you know, Kentucky, we got.
Oh,
million people
under
15 family names.
Yeah, that's what I was saying this night. I didn't know there's this many. Sure.
Levi and Sarah. That's Richard's brother Levi, John's boy. Laura Bartley. That's another of why the Bartleys are connected. She was Levi's daughter.
Winnie kin to the Hiltons?
None that I know of. And I don't know why they've been here. Seem like long as Potters have. Maybe longer.
J.W. Salone. Mark is unknown in the 17th row. Is nobody knows? Is the gravestone's not marked? Or
I know there's a lot of gravestones that we've lost track of. The graves that
nobody knows so far.
Nobody knows. Nobody's ever put this much effort into it until Debbie started.
And you said John was the first to be buried.
18. You need the dates out from them, don't they?
Yeah,
1885 or 86.
1898 or
James
something.
James Rodney Potter. Is that his name?
John Richard up in the Breaks, his oldest son. He only lived 3 years after Richard died. Mm.
So So he's probably hit the second one.
Andrew Jackson Potter. And, of course, Luther was his son. Luther was Andrew's son. Oh, she still didn't change that Claude. Claude Potter, that's Claude S. Potter. Claude Simpson Potter. Claude Swanson Potter.
Another one on there.
Oh, I know who Paul Potter is. That's Claude and Rachel's son. Uncle John's grandson.
Denver Bailey's the first funeral home in Elkhorn.
I think it was, but I don't know for sure. I know my mother in 70 was one of his first that he buried or helped bury.
Frank Bertha told me that he had some relatives buried up there or something.
Denver does?
She wrote his name down here from Forrest to talk to about it. Maybe just for information or something.
That McAdoo Potter, did you tell me he's a police officer or something?
No, not that I know of.
What was it? His story?
Well, he was a veteran, but and I don't know. I know that he's in Uncle Bill's family.
Was he the veteran that come home and got killed by a car wreck or something?
Don't know that.
He's highest on the hill, ain't he?
No.
Who was the one highest on the hill? Dutton. Was he a police officer?
I don't know that.
That was the grave I was thinking about.
He's the one that got killed by lightning plowing in the field.
Got killed by lightning plowing in the field?
On the hillside, yeah.
Huh. Dutton. Has he still got family life?
Yeah. I don't know much about his family. I'm sure there's descendants still living. And they may not be named Dutton either.
We got Chester Wayne Thornton was Judy's widower. Moved from Lexington to here to be buried.
Yeah, it's an in-law connection.
Yeah. Myra Jane Fletcher, she is Newlin's daughter. Stacy Lee Rose, that was Joe's granddaughter, right?
Yeah.
Died infant. Toy and Omi. What was Toy to Grandpa?
Brother.
It was Toy. It was his brother? His
brother to. He's Richard's boy. Dad's brother. Edwin Gale Potter was Elmer's son that fell through the ice and drowned. Elmer and I will.
What'd Toy do for a living?
He worked in manufacturing up in automobile up north and retired from one of the factories up there.
Oh, yeah? Retired from north and moved back home, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So he had it pretty good then, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
After he got retired, I guess.
Yeah, he got married again. Back here, got married again. Got married to Omi. Lived quite a few years
here. I remember that little biting dog I had.
Oh, okay.
Little chihuahua, and they fed it candy. Mm-hmm. Eat you up, man. Rosa Short, Armenda Short, James P. Short, Betty Short. Do you know any of them?
That's that Short family.
I don't know what the connection on the Short. They must
Here's
be family.
Just some things for later you can look at. Mm-hmm.
The Witch of the Garden Hole.
The Witch of the Garden Hole.
Wait, probably put it in there. It's a piece of paper. Mm-hmm.
Witch of the Garden Hole. Do you remember that when you was a boy, Patton?
Oh, I learned about that in the past 40 years, I guess.
I know. You remember Miss Tryon down school?
Yeah.
She done those plays, and sometimes she moved up in the park to have them at their amphitheater. They did, I gave her that poem once, and they acted it out. I know Kim Warren's his brother.
Have you not read it? Uh-uh. Oh, it's interesting.
Mary M. Skye, Forest of Dawn, Skye.
You know any ghost stories of the cemetery up there?
No.
Been pretty peaceful, right? Really. Been pretty peaceful up there, huh?
Yes. Been inside
and I live close to it for a long time.
Stone, Elizabeth Stone, John Stone, Sloan. Guessing to Murray, maybe? Sloan.
What row are you talking about?
16th row. Sloan.
Stone.
Sloan.
My grandmother on my mother's side was a Stone. I don't know if they're kinfolk or not.
Elizabeth.
No, that's Sloan.
Sloan, yeah.
Yeah, they married Elizabeth. Into the Potter family.
Rains, Sloan, Joe.
Married some of Uncle Levi's descendants.
Elizabeth Green Potter, 17th row.
She was for sure Uncle Bill's wife.
I had been William Bill.
See, Elizabeth Green and William Bill. They're buried, buried side by side up there. Mm-hmm.
They have any kids?
Oh, yeah. Had a large family. Phil Morgan and Willie.
What did they do?
Ray and they farm, work in the mines here in this
coal miners. Do they live here on the creek around in Elkhorn?
Yeah, they all lived. All the boys inherited land from their father, John Potter.
Mm-hmm.
Bill William, he inherited land up here closer to south of the old home place, the Richard Potter home place, or John Potter home place.
Mm-hmm.
And Levi inherited the land down toward Adams Branch on the north side of the home place, and Richard got the home place. And the girls, I guess back then, the girls hoped to marry into families that had property or a way to support them.
Mm. I think there are more people moving off now than what there was back then to work the factories and stuff.
Yeah, it's about the same. We've always exported most of our educated people.
I think it's got worse though in these days.
Yeah, it's much easier to move away now.
Say the town of Elkhorn, though, it's grown a little in size and stuff.
It don't change much, Elkhorn don't. Population stays about the same.
Mm-hmm. I bet old Bob Cecil like it right there. He goes right up there to them towers and stuff all the time.
Who?
Bobby Cecil. Bobby Woolworth.
He probably knows that, I reckon. So we made copies scattered all over the country. Now this right here, you got that turned off?
No, but I guess we can conclude this session here.
How's it?